Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I broke down over the weekend. It happens. I thought I could make it to Halloween. Not the case. I enjoyed a fistful of Reese's peanut butter cups on Friday. I've made it a point not to buy Halloween candy because I know if it sits in my house, I'm going to eat it. Friday night, we had our very first, it was a tent or treat instead of a trunk or treat. And so I needed to buy candy for the boys' teams. Now, in my head, I was like, well, buy a candy that you don't like and you won't eat it. But I don't want to buy bad candy to hand out to the kids. So instead, I waited till Friday afternoon. I grabbed a couple bags, left them in the car, so I didn't even take them in the house. But by the time the kids were done with the tent or treat, they had their bags stacked, which I'll say the cutest thing about this was they were with their friends. And the whole, I'll trade you this for this candy was just so cool to see. So I want to do a little candy check-in with you because CVS Pharmacy did a survey to see how often people are restocking their candy because they are the ones eating it. 55% of the people in their survey say they end up having to run to the store to get more candy because they ate too much. Are you in this boat? How many bags of candy have you bought and how many bags of candy have you eaten? Or are you smart and have you not bought anything yet? You can weigh in now at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on KFrog. Trying to diet in October is like brushing your teeth while eating Oreos. Impossible, unless you have self-control, which I don't. Apparently, I am not the only one. I am the type of person I have to wait right until Halloween to buy Halloween candy because it will get eaten, and most likely it will get eaten by me. In a recent survey done by CVS, 55% of people admitted to having to run to the store to buy more candy because they ate more than they were planning on. Christy in San Bernardino, how many bags of candy have you bought?
Oh, actually only one for work.
Did you actually make it to work with the bag?
I bought it on my way to work, and then that way it just went from my car into my work.
Are you like me? Do you have no self-control? I would have eaten it before I got it to work.
I had to fill the jar of somebody else's desk because otherwise if it was on my desk, I would have ate it all at work.
909 checking in says they bought their candy at Costco this weekend. Three bags and one box of the big bars. Oh, you're the bougie house. Okay, 909 says they haven't got into it yet, but the real question is my husband going to be able to refrain from eating it? Sometimes the big kids are the ones you need to worry about. You better hide that somewhere good. James in Huntington Beach, how many bags of candy have you bought?
Zero.
You haven't bought any? Is it because you have no self-control like me? Like I would eat it if it's in my house?
It'll be half done before the 30th, so we need to do it the night of.
Save yourself the heartache and the calories?
Yeah.
It's like I don't even know him. I have known my husband now for 18 years. We've been married 13, and we recently went on a little vacation. Sitting in the spa, we probably sat a little too long. You know where your fingers get really like wrinkly? They look like little prunes. I went to go touch his shoulder and he was so creeped out. And I was like, what is your problem? Apparently, he has a thing with wrinkly fingers. I'm sure in the 18 years that we've known each other, I've had wrinkly fingers up until this point in the spa. Why he's never said anything, I don't know. But he was so grossed out by it. He's like, yeah, this has always been a thing of mine. I don't like the feeling of that wrinkly skin, which God help us if we make it to old people. And maybe this is a good sign that, you know, after all these years together, we're still finding out new things about each other. Have you found out anything recently about your partner that you were like, ooh, I never knew that about you? Maybe it's something as innocent as the wrinkly fingers, and maybe it's something a little more dark like a hidden past. Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Wrinkly fingers are my husband's ick, and I just recently found that out. We've known each other now for 18 years, and it wasn't until a recent vacation where we sat in the spa a little too long. My fingers got that pruney texture. I went to go touch his shoulder, and he was grossed out. I never knew this was a thing, but apparently this has always been a thing. He's never said anything, though. Have you found anything out about your partner recently that you didn't know despite being together for a very long time? 714 says, I know this is really bad, but I've known my husband now for 7 years. We've been married for 3. It wasn't until we just had our son that I found out my husband's eyes are blue. I've always thought they were green, but he actually corrected me the other day. I'm going to try and give you a pass. Maybe his eyes are those eyes that change colors depending on what you're wearing. 909 says, it wasn't until this past summer that I found out my husband's real name is Eugene. He was named after his grandfather, but growing up, he didn't like the name. He had it legally changed when he was 20 years old. Ouch, how did grandpa feel about that one? Preston in San Bernardino, what was something you found out long after you had been dating someone?
Well, it wasn't my wife but a girl I was dating for a while. We'd hang out for hours, you know, and after a while, she'd get all upset. And I was like, wondering what the heck's going on, you know? Come to find out, she was hiding the fact that she smoked cigarettes.
She was getting those cravings and you were taking too long?
Yeah. She'd be like, I got to go somewhere, whatever. She'd disappear and come back chewing some bubble gum, whatever. And she wasn't all mad no more. And I'm like, well, man, I thought she had a split personality.
You couldn't smell it on her?
No, man. I don't know what kind of perfume. And
that's crazy because I feel like that would be a very hard thing to hide. 951 says, I've been married to my wife for 10 years. And it wasn't until we went back to Alabama for her family reunion that I found out she had previously been married. Who gave Aunt Kathy too much wine? She spilled the beans, because after 10 years, I'm gonna guess she did not want you to know that she was previously married. All secrets are safe at Stagecoach. Yeah, right. Your chance to win Stagecoach passes coming up with the Stagecoach Sneaky Sound. It is on the way in 6 minutes. She is gonna be your Saturday night headliner. Here's Lainey Wilson on K-Frog.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I love it. There was no stopping Ohtani on Friday. Some are saying the best postseason game ever played by a single player. One of the many reasons why he was the NLCS MVP. 10 strikeouts, 0 runs earned against him, and 3 absolute bombs out to the pavilion. World Series will be kicking off on Friday. The time is to be determined, and the opponent is to be determined. When it comes to the American League, the Mariners and Blue Jays have extended all the way through seven games. Tonight, Game 7, to reveal who's going to the World Series, will take place 5:08. Do you want to give a shout out to the 210 who texted in early this morning and says, Kelly, I'm a huge Milwaukee Brewers fan. Your Dodgers whooped us up pretty bad. I can't even be mad at the sweep. Ohtani is just a monster. Let's hope Ohtani can keep that kind of energy all the way through the World Series. And if you have those deep pockets and you're going to be going to the World Series, can you give us a call? We need our World Series reporter, somebody who is going to be at any of the games. You can call us at 888-431-3764. Go Dodgers! I swear I'm not evil, but sometimes I can be a little devious. And with Anthony out today, I'm going to work on a project. I'll let you in on this. We were talking last week about doing some stuff for Halloween, and somebody had brought up the Mission Inn Catacomb. So I started reading about it. I had heard about it, but I really didn't know what it is. There is a myth that under the Mission Inn, there are tunnels. Those do exist, but the myth is that they are haunted. They do tours. I think I might book Anthony and myself to go do a tour. Even talking about it last week, I could see how uncomfortable Anthony was. And honestly, when it comes to ghosts and things of that nature, I get a little uneasy too. But this sounds like it could be fun, and it's something local. And on a scale of Hocus Pocus to Annabelle, I don't think it's going to be that scary. Although I could be wrong. Have you done this tour? Because they actually do tours on this. If you have, will you give me a call or send me a text? 888-431-3764. Or if you have some other ideas of some cool things to do in the Inland Empire for Halloween.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.